Singer-songwriter, comedian and radio personality Greg Champion has moved to the Adelaide foothills after living in Melbourne for many decades. The man most recognised for his work with the Kootabeen Champions over four of those decades joins me now for a chat. Hi, Champs.
Pleased to be with you.
Welcome back to South Australia. I understand you grew up in Hectorville, then moved to the Big Smoke interstate. What motivated you to move back?
The call of home. It's been coming for 20 years and especially for 10. And I told everyone over there that I was going to do this some time ago. And the time came to do it. My mum's 91 and still with us. She lives nearby. I live near where I grew up. I've still got relatives around here, around McGill. And I'm up in the foothills. And those foothills were a backdrop to my youth. But if I'm really honest with you, the big driver was the Melbourne winter.
Oh, yes, it gets bloody chilly, though you've had a few of those days here in SA.
Adelaide winter is a milder thing until the last few weeks. It sure wasn't. the Melbourne winter is a different weight division to the LA winter, and that's a big driver.
Yeah. Has it been kind of surreal being back in town?
The surreal moments are when I go shopping. How easy it is, how pleasant and comfortable it is. The supermarket options are fantastic. They're closed. The lack of people, traffic and parking difficulties, that's what really drives it home.
Oh, beautiful. Now, the Kootabeen Champions is what you're probably most famous for. And because of the marvels of technology these days, you can actually do it from anywhere, right?
Well, we have managed to set up to do it from home at studio quality or close to. I've been into ABC Adelaide a couple of times and done it from there. So I've got both options going.
Oh, great. Now, most people, I think, listening would already be well aware of the Kootabeen Champions because you have been going for so many decades and it's such a beautiful blend of sport and comedy. Tell us a bit about it and how it came to be.
Yes, I moved to Melbourne to play in bands. That's what I was doing in Adelaide. There was a big exodus of Adelaide musicians around that time, and I'm still friendly with a lot of them. But we all moved over in quite a bunch. Some of them are still in my band and, until recently. Melbourne was the bigger fish pond to try your luck. After 4 years there, I was introduced to a fledgling community radio program that was having fun with football, was being humorous about football, and now I've been in that program for 39 years.
Oh, that is fantastic. Any highlights that really stand out to you from that time?
Well, singing songs about football led to singing at the grand final three times, and then singing at the Adelaide grand final another couple of times in the mid-90s. And singing at cricket one day finals at Sydney Cricket Ground and Melbourne Cricket Ground. It also led to, indirectly, to a lot of Tamworth festivals. I've been to 25 Tamworth festivals. So there's been a lot of fun along the way.
It must be a joy as well to have that marriage of your favourite things in your work.
Well, they do say, don't they, that life's what happens while you're making other plans. And that was, there was never any intention. Nobody starts out and says, I'm going to make a career out of singing parodies about football. But that's what sort of transpired by accident.
Right. I'm speaking with Greg Champion from the Kootabeen Champions, who's moved to the Adelaide foothills after living in Melbourne for many years. He's back home. Now, you're a big supporter of the Crows, but it has been tough for the guys recently. What do you reckon they need to get back on top? Are you feeling hopeful?
I'm trying to divorce my emotions from the Crows' fortunes. Now, I do say that is a lifetime of effort. But I've had my beautiful times with the Crows. When they were formed, I started attending functions. I was emceeing the Crows' Melbourne functions. That was all a love gig, all voluntary. And that went on for 20 years. I would interview the players after the Melbourne matches, every one of them, I think that went for 20 years. So I've put in for the footy club, and I've seen their highs and lows. And you know, after 7 years, they won two flags. So, and after in their third year, they almost made that grand final. So The Crows have had some very good times, and you know they've never been lower than about 14th until about last year. So can't complain about the Crows. 30 years has been terrific.
Yeah, that is true. So you would have had quarantine and then lockdown. Any tips for passing the time? Maybe write some songs or something like that?
When we went into lockdown, Melbourne had a long one. It was a 3 or 4 months last year. We had we do lockdowns the best back in Melbourne. When I say we, I'm an Adelaide bloke, really. I'm confused about my nationality here. I do tell people I'm bisexual about my nationality. Accidentally born in Victoria too.
Oh, that's right. You were born there, but then came here for most of your life, and then for most of your childhood, and then went back there for 40 years.
But I was born of Adelaide parents. Dad was posted in Benalla temporarily, so I've got a bit each way on my nationality. Now we've got the other question: lockdown. Yes, I remembered it. When lockdown came in, and we did a good one in Melbourne last year, winter, I tell people I've been training for this for years because I live on my own, and it wasn't a big change to me. But that doesn't mean a lot of other people weren't severely affected. They were. So I'm one of the lucky ones, but the other 90%, 95, not so lucky.
Right. So you just... did you get creative? What did you get up to?
Yeah, I did do that. I did make an album. I did. I was always going to the recording studio near home for the last 10 years in Melbourne, which was in Eltham, which is an outer suburb, very outer. And I just kept going to the studio, and I made an album during lockdown. And that gave me a mission. But many, many people weren't so lucky.
Hmm. Yeah, well, hopefully listening to your music will help.
Well, that's why I did it. That was the driver. You've got to give birth to your babies, I say, and you've got songs backing up that aren't recorded. To use a metaphor, you've got to get them out of the birth canal.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the program today, Greg Champion. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, and this is my first radio chat back in Adelaide, and thank you for the opportunity.